Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and we are back after taking a week off, which was divinely guided. And hence, tonight, we are talking about a new different. That was the topic that came up. It may be a little, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Maybe no one will click on it. But a new different is exactly what I mean. It's a new kind of different. We've felt different before, but it's a new kind of different. So we're going to talk about that. By the way, I am a spirit therapist. If you haven't heard before, I work at Spirit Therapy NYC. You can check us out at spirittherapynyc.com. And we have many things awesome going on over there. So there's the plug, and let's just jump right into it. A new different. Well, here's something different. I've been listening to the astrology for quite some time now, and never have I heard them say that there are no aspects, none. There's nothing trining, there's nothing conjuncting anything, everything is kind of, I forget what it's called, like a moon's, kind of like a no man's land. So if you felt a little out of sorts or bizarrely quiet in the head, or maybe you've had more thoughts than usual, who knows, in the past week or so, it's at least felt different. So that's why. No aspects whatsoever. I mean, there's always something going on. They're always like, oh my goodness, look at this doing that with this, and this one's over here with that, 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 and that, and oh my goodness, major change. Well, it's the first time we have a respite, a little reprieve. And I'm pretty sure Tom Lesher, my favorite astrologer, will tell us that there are new and exciting things going on coming up this week. One thing coming up this week, on the 19th, we have the Chinese New Year, and we are going from the year of the horse, the golden or green wood horse, into the year of the sheep or the ram, which if you're an Aries like me, you have a special affinity towards, and who doesn't like a little sheep? So, interesting energy. Going back and forth between the male energy we just had. This is a female energy, but it still has a lot of this male because it's a ram. You think of a sheep, it's a little more passive, calm, receptive to love. But yet, it's also the ram. It does have horns. And so, this will be a very interesting year. I think it's right on time. I'm going to start out the show with telling you about how I see what's been going on lately. And so the setup of the Chinese New Year coming, we're leaving the year of the horse, power, servitude, and then in the woods, you know, grounded. So I'm going into a gentle year, but with male and female energy. With this past week, it's really given me a chance to reflect on the cycles we've been going through. Everyone talks about the last 5 years. 2009 ended something. 2010 started something, whether we knew it or not. We may have felt like we were also in a no man's land during that time. I know I did. And then until 2015, here we are. It's a whole new ball game. We had a lot of aspects going on in the beginning of the year, a lot of momentum and focus on new year, new year. And so far, there's been a lot of great changes for everybody that I know. In different ways, there's a different amount of calm, a different amount of things flowing towards them for the better, more, and also a real release of anxiety. So therefore, some sort of feeling of more happiness. And then we have this week of nothingness. And during this week of nothingness, I found a new level of having no thought, which is something, if you're a meditator, you've gone into. How long can you have no thought? And usually, for most of us and for myself, it was 8 seconds. Sometimes maybe you got towards 30, but the fact that you knew that it had been longer, quite some time longer than 8 seconds, you realized that nothing had talked. And so then you're like, oh my God, I haven't had a thought. And then you're like, okay, I guess I need to start again. But now something has happened where during this week of no configurations planetarily, I easily had no thought, which was also part of the reason why I skipped the show last week. I was like, well, I could talk about something, but what do you talk about with no thought? So, and I think it was a time for downloads. Whenever we have this period of no thought, things are going on behind the scenes. There is such a thing as a download that we get from our higher self, which includes our angels, our guides, our ancestors, everything that helps us along, that's part of our vortex, our strand, our beam, what do you want to call it, whatever, of light. So everything that connects in gives you downloads, including your DNA. There's unlocked or locked potential that is becoming unlocked in our DNA right now. We are moving from, you ready for this? We're moving from a carbon-based body DNA to a crystalline body DNA. So if you just look at the two words, carbon, what everything is made of, what we're made of, kind of, you know, coal-like dirt into crystalline, which is also made from carbon, but it's more light. It's more shimmering and you can see through it. And that's the point. So during these times, if you are having this no thought like I'm having, you can have a tendency to go, am I ever going to think again? Like, am I ever going to have conscious thoughts like I did? Do I need it? Like, what? Do I miss anything? I mean, it's not like you're having no thought at all, but it's not the constant chitter chatter that we've had before. And so it can feel a little empty and a little like, well, where are we going to go with this? And I don't have the answer for you yet, but I do see now that it's today, after, I guess, 10 days, today, I feel more tuned in, like we're moving towards something in terms of thinking. I can only talk from my perspective because that's what my world is doing, but hopefully it can give you some sort of something. Guidance, I don't know, example of what can happen. And I see that I'm not alone. I was guided to watch this Eckhart Tolle. It's called Rare Personal Interview. Personal Interview Rare. And he talked about the same thing. I don't know how many years ago he did this interview. And when he achieved this no thought, it was many years ago. before he wrote The Power of Now. And he talks about the same thing. He realized that there was so much chitter-chatter before, and something happened where, well, he had an awakening. There was a moment where he had thought to himself, I can't live with myself anymore. And those words kept repeating, I can't live with myself anymore. But then he started to break it down, and he thought, well, what is that? That's like a separation. It sounds like there's two people talking here. I can't live with myself. So there's an I observing this self that I don't want to live with anymore. So he realized eventually, not at the time, that it was his ego that was dropping off. There was a convention, a compliance with convention that the ego was stuck in. And he thought, well, you know, something happened where he just released it. He thought, well, okay, well, let's just let this go then if we can't live with it. And the next morning he woke up and the whole world looked different. Everything seemed different. Mundane objects, people, places, everything seemed so much more full of vibrance and aliveness. And he wondered why. And that was the beginning of his understanding, really, and his teaching of how to be in the power of now. Something had happened. So clearly he's not alone. I'm not alone. You're possibly having the same experience. You probably are, whether you know it or not, or have noticed it or not, that some part of that worry that you had, that you were so used to living with 2 years ago, let's say, has dropped off, is not chitter-chattering anymore in the head. It's not to say you don't have worries or thoughts or whatever. I mean, it depends on what level you're on, but it's just less. It's just some sort of different. You're not sure why. Well, part of it is the energy that's here. We're right on time. We're making all our rendezvous. And we've already gotten through a major one, which is the coming through to the enlightenment stage. I mean, we are in the enlightenment stage. Everybody is enlightening, right? So making lighter themselves. And how do we do that? By releasing resistance. So that's my first tip of the day. If nothing else, work on releasing resistance. It's the best thing we can do because it makes us lighter. It makes us happier. And maybe you can feel like you're fooling yourself and all these things are going to come crashing back in the minute you think about them again, or how long can I not think about things that pull me down? But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't come. It doesn't, it's nothing. It doesn't happen because there's no focus on it. There's no vibrational plug-in with it. So you have risen to a new level of tuned-in-ness. Oh boy, making up words. Well, going with it because this is how it gets described. Releasing resistance. Releasing the thoughts that make us feel bad. We know that if we think about that for too long, it's going to drag us down. So just don't think about it. I mean, I had a spirit therapy client the other day who's gone through major surgeries on her neck and has come through, is doing better than ever. The pain is going away finally. And so all she needs to do is focus on that. Just focus on what's already here, which is the love and the light. It doesn't have to be hard. It's not supposed to be hard. It's not that we've been doing it wrong, but it's just been on the wrong program for a long time. Our parents, our grandparents, all those people, all your past lives, recently have been in this sort of low-level paradigm. And now we can really tap into this new energy that's here for us so that we can be happy, so we can heal. We can heal ourselves so that we can be well, so that we can always be well. Sorry, doctors, but we can always be well. And then what happens? I mean, what happens when you stop having these thoughts? You realize it's really quiet and you could choose anything. You could choose anything. And everything is on some sort of a vibration, a higher than the worry, right? And that's it. I mean, that's all I'm going to say on it because, you know, I just got here. So I'm sharing it with you and talking it through because let's see, maybe you feel the same way. I'd be very interested. Send me an email, spirittherapynyc@gmail.com. .com. That's what I wanted to say. Anyway, .com. So, space of no thought. Check it out. See what happens. And it's not so much that you have no thought. It's that you're in a place of no thought. And then thoughts kind of come around and bounce off. You just don't engage with any of them. I mean, it's what all the monks have been saying this whole time. Thoughts come, thoughts go. Just don't connect, you know, attach to any of them. And I felt like I was doing that to a certain extent. I guess there are levels to everything, right? You start to go, okay, I had this thought and I just let it go. Oh, and I had that thought and it made me feel that thing and then I just let it go. And then maybe your meditation gets taken over by a thought and it becomes about that thought, exploring that thought. And that's fine too. You know, you have to go with it. So, but then eventually you get to this place where you can sit in this sort of void, this space. I just see no thought. Just like you're waiting for someone to say something. And you're really tuned in and listening. You know, are you thinking anything when, you know, I'm about to ask you a question. So did you think about, see, it doesn't matter what I'm about to say. You're going, what? So that's one way to get to the no thought. How about that? And then when you have the no thought, you start to tune in with your guides and you start hearing things. It's like you take yourself out of the way and you're in a place of receiving. And that's the next step. After you release resistance, you become or get used to a place of receiving. And that, for a lot of us go-getters, warriors, journeyers, whatever, or people just trying to get through life, we're used to going out and getting it and taking it and you have to make it and you have to do it and you got to think about it. And it's all yang. It's all outward. So now, receiving, like the female energy, the Mother Earth, we have this new way of receiving. I mean, maybe some of you out there have been really good at receiving. And I can't say I've been bad at receiving, but it's never been on this level of really trusting, because to live in a place of receiving, there has to be trust. Otherwise, you're just in a place of, oh my goodness, what, right? That's not, that's some sort of fear-ish no man's land. It's more, it's coming to me. And you no longer have to have that thought. It's like a given that there is receiving. And then when you have this no thought, then you start receiving guidance more from your guides and angels because no one else is talking. So whatever comes up, you can start a conversation. And one thing I realized that people discover when they go into the void, they say, well, who's around me when you go on that journey? Who's talking to me? And a lot of times you see your counsel in however it comes to you. It's unique to everybody. and you see your counsel. And so I've never really taken, I mean, not that I haven't taken the time, but it was very clear to me that I needed to get more to the message than the who's sitting around the table. So I just left it at that. I felt the vibration. I knew it was all love and light. And so just tell me what I need to know. But now I thought, well, why not look around? And who's here? You know, while we're all sitting here in silence. Well, who's that guy? Well, who's that chick? You know, so that's a fun game to play. And game, well, sure, it's a game. And trust whatever comes up in your head, because that's what you're seeing. It's your story. You can say, oh, I just made up this whole story. Well, what do you, I mean, you know, that's a whole different conversation. What if you're not making it up and you're just going with it and you're actually listening? How about that? Trust. Throw a little trust on that and see what happens. And you can get all kinds of things. I mean, I looked around. A lot of us seem to have a lot of the same players. Maybe an Archangel Michael, a little Metatron, a Kuan Yin. Those are three that hang around me and others that have discovered who their counsel are. And then some ancestors and maybe Jesus, Muhammad, any of those. And why do these people care to show up to your counsel? Well, it's not that they care to, it's that their vibration is present there. And once you're on the plane of vibration, you can be, of course, in many different places, tuned in on many different levels. So they are there with you. There's nothing that says that Jesus and Metatron and Saint Germain can't be sitting at your table. Even, you know, a Benjamin Franklin or a Nikola Tesla or Athena, anybody can be sitting at your table. It's up to you, whoever. Look around, see who they are. And sometimes you find, you know, they'll give you a little bit so that you do a little research and find out who this person is. I mean, if we're going to talk about communicating with your guides, I'll tell you one of my favorite stories of how I started to listen to Bashar that you can find on YouTube, channeled by Daryl Anka. I had no idea who Bashar was, and I went into the bath, and I kept seeing this guy who looked Asian. His eyes were closed, and he was bald, and he always talked in short, quick, very sort of sentences, and he seemed to have some sort of sharp wit sense of humor, and so I was like, well, clearly this is one of my guides. Like, he really told me great insights and nuggets of wisdom. And so later, I was listening to some recording of, I think it was Abraham, it was different teachers, and this voice came on, and I wasn't even paying attention. And I was like, what? That's the voice that shows up in my bat. That's the guy. Who's that? And I was like, Bashar, who's this guy Bashar? And then I saw what he looked like. And Daryl Anka is bald and he sits there with his eyes closed. So he looks kind of Asian, even though I think he's Hawaiian. And so there was no question that Bashar was speaking to me and is connected to me. And I like the way he talks. He gives a very specific side. It's very short, very quick, not really about emotion. And gives you the point, the opposite of Abraham, I feel. You know, he's more male energy. Abraham, I think, is more female energy, even though, like, in softer, even though Abraham is a collection of souls, and it's Abraham, but through Esther Hicks. So, and this subject keeps coming up, of the idea of channeling. I mean, I just brought up two people that channel. They've been doing this for like 30 years each. They both started around the same time when I think the new wave of channelers was coming in. But both of them are channeling parts of themselves, parts of who they are. Abraham is part of Esther Hicks. It's just more of her. And Bashar is Daryl 300 years in the future. So wrap your head around that. Do whatever dance you got to do to figure that out, or just accept it, that that's what's happening. So we all have this potential now. It's happening to a lot of us. I do it when I get on a roll and get out of the way. There are thoughts and voices that come through, and I ask for their guidance before each show. So, but you know, I haven't been doing it for 30 years. This is my practice. This is my, but I think we're all doing that. You know, if you have to talk in front of people, give any kind of lecture, dissertation, presentation, what happens when we get on a roll? We're just going with the flow. Something came over me and we just started to talk and these brilliant ideas came out and da 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 da. So I think we don't have to take credit for it. It doesn't have to have anything to do with the ego. It's just about us making room for the thoughts to come through and for our channel to be open so that we can hear our own internal wisdom. Yeah. Hi, P. So nice to see you. I was just talking about getting in touch with your guides and also channeling parts of yourself that are talking with us. I mean, and it brings me to a subject I wanted to bring up of writing stories. Many people around me right now are writing stories and really, I think, channeling stories. I mean, my friend's daughter is writing about a teenage girl that died in her high school and her life after life. And she meets this other guy and like, what is death and where is heaven and hell? And I mean, she's just, and listening to the story, I was like, wow, I think she's really channeling this story. And Gwen's writing and she's getting me to write in the fantasy. Everybody writes, Pet and P. Nolan. So if, even if no stories are coming up for you, you're like, well, what would I write? A nice idea is to pick something, some sort of turning point that happened to you in your life and write it as a fiction. You know, base it on the facts and make it a little fantastic, more fantasy-like. And especially anything that you have come in contact with a teacher or something that was like mind-opening, you know. Those make great stories and goes into remote writing. I mean, these are all wonderful ways to see a new, different way of communicating with yourself and the things around you. So, yeah. Anything else in the guides? And I was going to move on to using a mantra. Using a mantra. So okay, on the one hand, you're going within and you're talking with your guides and maybe you have some silence and you can hear what's really going on around you. And then there's the mantra that can really do some different stuff in your brain. I did a little experiment with what's the difference between having this no thought in my meditation or introducing a mantra. So I did no thought first. I thought, okay, I know how this feels. And then I introduced a mantra, anything. I tried different ones. And they all feel different in the brain. They are definitely lighting up something. Your brain, there's some sort of tingle. I don't know. I can feel it now. And you probably can too. So the mantra is doing something. It's like playing different notes on an instrument in your head. So this idea of using the transcendental meditation, I don't know if you've heard of it, the TM, it's been called. David Lynch does big presentations on it, been doing it for years. Jerry Seinfeld, all these, you know, big guys have been using TM. And you have to pay someone $1,000 that has gone to like a 2-month retreat and done all these different classes, and they give you a mantra that fits or is for you, and based on what? Your age, as far as my research shows, it's your age, your gender, and probably other things that they pick up on, you know, what kind of sounds, Sanskrit sounds you need. And you're not supposed to tell anybody your mantra. And you do it 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night. So my question was, what's the difference between, is it that you're actually taking the time to meditate at all, 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night, and that's making a difference? Do you need to have a mantra? And do you need to have a TM mantra that is made just for you? What's the difference? And I don't know who has the answer, but those are my questions. So, because, you know, part of me is like, well, how does this person know? But then I realize that certain sounds are different, or certain vibrations, and really anything will work. So if anything will work, why do I need to go to TM? So, you know, the quintessential scientist researcher, I have a lot of questions when something new comes up. So my challenge that I have given to myself, and if you would like to join in your own fashion, please do, takes 30 days, maybe 40, but I think 30 is cool. I like the number 3. To see a result after introducing something new. So I am going to do my best to 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes sometime at night to use a mantra. I'm picking a mantra that I did the Deepak Chopra and Oprah meditation. They had 2 of them, so they're 21 days each. And the only one that I remember out of all of them is the one that I'm going to use. I'm going to go ahead and follow TM's idea of not telling the mantra, because maybe it puts pressure on the mantra, you know, or something. So anyway, it's the one I remember, and so I'm going to use that one. I mean, it's got to mean something, right? It's the one that I remember out of 42. So, and I also saw, for FYI, they're doing another one, 21 days, Meditation for Success, starts March 16th. So I will post it on the Spirit Therapy NYC Facebook page when it comes up. So, using P. Rowe Woman, I use Deepak Chopra's meditation to go to sleep. It's great. I mean, I just love Deepak. And Deepak was going to maybe take over for the TM guy, Maharishi, whatever his name is. But they kind of had a falling out and and so Deepak's not going to do it. So, but just the fact that he was being considered and I'm using his thing, I don't know. Sorry, TM, but I just don't like the fact that it's like on lockdown. But I do realize that some things need to be on lockdown. So there you go. So I'm going to do 30 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes and 20 minutes or whatever. And if it's every day, well, we'll see. I mean, you know, I like routine, but not every day routine. And see what happens. And I will keep you updated. And if you do it, please write to me on any one of these medias, Spirit Therapy, Nicole Tomasini, you'll find me. And yeah, see what happens. Very exciting. I mean, you could unlock all kinds of things in your brain. And I don't know, maybe there's a whole new level. I mean, I think we're already getting there. So I guess whatever comes to you is the thing that you need to do. And that's it. You know, I mean, you don't have to go searching for everything. Just do something. Try something for 30 days and see what happens. So, interesting. P. Nolan says, works every time. Hint, don't meditate in bed. Really? Why do you say such things? Because I meditate in bed, but I'm kind of a lounger. I think it's from one of my maybe Egyptian, Greek, Roman past lives. We like to recline, eat grapes, and pontificate. You know, the bath is kind of in the same position. Oh, because P falls asleep. I get so relaxed. Well, a lot of people do. But see, I don't think that's such a bad thing if you fall asleep. I really think that, you know, things are happening behind the scenes. And when you fall asleep, there is no resistance whatsoever. So I actually think it's a good thing to start a meditation and then drift off into sleep. I mean, you might not realize it, but you're getting a whole lot done. That's those downloads I'm talking about. That is one wonderful way to receive downloads, especially if you go, okay, I'm going to go into this meditation. If I drift off and someone has something that, you know, needs to wake up in me and I can pay attention to, and maybe I don't know it for years or whatever, but I'm open right now. Go. And of course, always in love and light and always surrounded. But at this point, you know when you're in love and light or when something is giving you the weirds, the weirds. I mean, you know, don't we at this point, if you're flying on enough of a, it's cool, man, you know. You don't have to worry about that. You're good. You're protected. So it's also good for finding stuff in a dream. Yes, exactly. Absolutely. Well, I have this song. I'm going to take a short little break. I hope you'll stick around, P. And so for a new different, I am going to go quite different. It's a song that my friend Jack posted on Facebook, and he said sounded very familiar to me. And I listened to it and I was like, sounds very familiar to me too. Maybe we had a Mongolian past life. And he was like, definitely. And I agree. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's Ku Sung Tung. And you'll hear that there's a bird that comes in around 2 minutes in and is singing with him because they're out on a mountain in Mongolia. So a little throat singing. And I will see you in 3 minutes. Oh.
Yeah. And that is Mongolian music. So I thank Jack Yang for that. Check him out on Facebook. He has a new movie out on iTunes called A Leading Man. And he's quite gorgeous. And I haven't seen him act, but I'm sure he's great. So check him out. And that's a new kind of different. I mean, now we've been with Facebook for a long time. Some children don't remember life without it. So we do have this connection going with people, and we do have things that we can post that can transport people and teach you new things about yourself and things that you connect with. It's such a beautiful thing. I love that picture that I posted for a new different. It really embodies what I want to talk about with this, because it does feel like there's a lighting up of the body. And if you're doing any chakra work, it's probably very, I think our chakras are just along for the ride. I mean, I don't really do specific chakra work. I don't know why. I don't think of it. But I do a lot of light work on my body. So I just assume that, you know, if I needed to know it and I needed to do it, then my guides would have told me. So I feel that my chakras are coming along and opening and doing all kinds of things along with it. I guess one way to know is if you have any kind of physical discomfort, and I'm happy to say I have none. Maybe you remember a year ago I was talking about all kinds of knee problems. Those have healed. And I'll tell you this for a new different. I realize it's been a few months now. I've been talking about working on my body and how we can use our brain first. So my experiment was, okay, I am going to be happy about this, and in all sense of the word, excited to go to the gym, not too much pressure to do all kinds of things, and really just loving your body. I mean, you know, that's a whole different show. But anyway, being on a good vibration with your body, something that maybe you haven't done before. And I did that, and it really works. It really works because I'm more and more excited to go to the gym, which was a problem before. I wanted to go, but I didn't want to go. And the four-year-old was like, no. And now I guess maybe I've gotten games that the four-year-old likes when we go there. I got new gloves, lifting gloves. Somebody seems to like it. Maybe it's the gay man that lives in me. He's just like, yes, we're going to wear those. They're fabulous. And then I realized that on Pandora, they have a whole genre called workout. And I forgot how much I liked pop and hip-hop. And it's the perfect beat to really get you going at a pace on, well, I do the elliptical. And so I was like, wow, this is like twice as fast as when I was doing it to like Jack White and the Black Keys and all kinds of, you know, new rock. What do you call that? Whatever. You know what I mean? So yeah, and so things are really happening now, and I'm moving faster, and I like going, and I asked my workout friend for some new moves, and I was excited. You know, he's all about doing it the easiest and the most fun with the most return, and he's been studying that for like, I don't know, at least 10 years, maybe more. So this guy is like, here, do this. You want this to be strong? Do this. And I'm like, I could totally do that. How long do I do that? Until you can't do it anymore. And then stop. So you feel like you can't do it anymore. Then do three more and then stop. I mean, and that's it. Like, he simplified it down to like a nice, comfortable. So my point is, before you do anything, be happy about it. Look for the happiness. Look for why you want to do this. And every time you have those thoughts of like, I don't want to, and you start fighting with yourself, just go, okay, yeah. And we'll see whether we're going to win this fight or, you know, I'm not even going to fight with you. I just want to think about, why do I want to go? What isn't it for me?
what's going to feel good right now? I know later I'll look like whatever, but what's in it for me right now? That's what you got to convince yourself of. And remember that childhood, you know, it's a new kind of different. Like, you know, you can really use your childhood understandings because, you know, when you love things as a child, you really loved it. So use something that gets that part going. I forget what I was going to say about that. But anyway, the idea of using how your child was excited about things and loved to do, you know, couldn't wait for swim practice. Or like, you know, with me, like being a city kid, like it was really in college when I got to ride horses for gym. I mean, I was like, oh my God, I couldn't wait. And, you know, it's hard and you might fall off and, you know, you're learning how to jump and, you know, people can die. But you're just like, oh, forget all that. Who cares? I just want to be on that horse. I can't wait. What time? You know, so finding that with things that you want to accomplish now and maybe were resisting against yourself to do. Even writing, like PE and I were talking about writing, right? I think before you sit down to write anything, you know, before deadlines, if you're thinking about writing, just go, all right, well, whatever. Like, it's a fiction. I'm making it up. And use that channel. You know, I think remote writing is the best. Like those novels that people say, you know, it wrote itself. Eckhart Tolle says that about The Power of Now. He said, you know, the book came out and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, the book that, you know, basically wrote itself. That's what he said in this interview. He's like, yeah, so what does that mean? Well, he just allowed it to come through. So, and it came from him talking with a lot of people asking him questions. And, you know, he found that inner peace. And so they would talk, and it was very interesting to see how people do stuff. So, yeah, I'll bring this up because it's coming up in my head. When people do stuff, and not to not feel anything about it, but to allow it. First, allowing whatever people are going to do be the first default. And because I feel like, it's just so much happier when anyone can do whatever they want and you can still be happy and thrilled with this moment. I mean, isn't that what we're all doing? And if we get that for even a little while, you know, I mean, I think we can have it right now all the time, you know, and things that are a little more challenging that people do or say or, you know, push buttons. I mean, people are always going to push buttons, but it just makes it more fun if your default is, you know, I don't have to feel all kinds of things about it. You're just doing whatever you're doing. And look at how you're doing this. No matter what I think about it, we all have such an interesting story. And so, you know, everyone's playing out to their own awareness, and so are you. So it just takes the pressure off of the whole thing and brings me back around to the first greatest thing to do is releasing resistance. That's really what it's about. I guess we need to talk about it in like 90 different ways. I mean, how many times have I listened to Abraham say the same thing over and over in different ways? And I remember when I was searching and I was just, Abraham was really talking to me and he always made me feel better. And so I kept going back. And then sometimes I'd be like, oh, you know, he's saying the same thing. I feel like I need to know something else. Isn't there something else? But then also I was like, wow, this is the same thing, but I never thought of it that way. Like, that's really, okay, so you say these words, and that's what you mean. I thought you only meant this, even though it's the same words that to mean that. So if you're feeling like you're in some sort of repetition, you know, that's why. I guess it takes, You gotta go all around the world, see it's the same song. These random, I must have some sort of DJ spirit guide or something that like just chimes in these songs, these little clips of these songs that are just perfect for what I just said, right? You got to go all around. I was just thinking around the bush and the jigsaw puzzle, and he was like, just play this all around the world, same song. It's great. Just makes life more fun when you have like your spirit guides talking to you and telling you funny things than worrying, you know. P says, I was thinking about releasing resistance in my water meditation today. And what did you come up with? Because that is what it's all about. The releasing resistance, I see, because, you know, guess what? I had resistance, and then I let go of some of it. And I was like, okay, I got it. Why is everything not flowing? Well, because there's more resistance. And then once you start to do it in a few waves, then you realize, oh, yeah, okay. So once you release enough resistance, then you can look at the receiving, and that's like, you know, you're starting at the new, but it's so much more fun to figure out the receiving than it is to have to just, you know, buoy sandbags off of your balloon. Oh, nice. She used the drops that Gwen sent, Gwen being Daughters of Isis, the blender, who I wanted to bring up, and I'm so glad it did, Kuan Yin. I've been using this Kuan Yin for a little while now. And it's great. It's really great. Because that's what, I mean, it's so generic. That's what we're all doing right now, is balancing the male and the female within us. And whether you've been doing it for a while or you just realized that you had a male or a female within you as well. It's kind of like your quantum shift. It's like your grounding. I mean, that's what I think. And I think, I know I use a lot of her scents that are very specific and maybe hardcore for some. But, you know, the general ones are quantum shift. That's like for anybody, any house, instead of air purifier, quantum shift, because it just cleans the whole thing up. A little bit of citrus and cleansing, boom, right? And like sweetgrass, people like the white sage, very popular, and Palo Santo, all like cleansing, creating space things. But Kuan Yin, even just working with the goddess, I'm wondering to myself, why am I talking about this for so long? Well, first of all, because it's awesome, and I really believe in them. And Kuan Yin, I mean, what word is more important than balance right now? Love, light, okay, those are a given. Those are our playing tools, but then what? Balance. So the holonomic interface is from the same area. Totally agree about quantum shift. Lady of the Lake Spritzer. I just read them in reverse sequence, but, you know, we all have to do what my brain does. wow, interesting. She made a essential oil from, or a flower essence from drops that P sent her, some from her personal earth, like place that she grew up. So Gwen can also do that. Personal, yeah, it's kind of like getting your mantra, but it's not $1,000. It's like less than 30. You know, I'm just saying. And by the way, for spirit therapy to talk and walk the same, everyone's first session is half off. So it's $45 and it's 90 for an hour. So everyone's first session is $45. So you can check it out and, you know, you'll know whether you're going to like a session with me. If you like the radio show, you'll like a session with me. There you go. And we'll see what happens. I'm all about doing things fast. Not that I rush. I'm very patient with other people. But, you know, it's all about getting something that can work for me today, right now. That's what's important to me, and I love to watch other people do great shifts into happiness in minutes. It's my favorite thing. So, all right. Anything left? So my friend Diane bought an astrology chart reading for me on a Groupon. It was like a $35 value, and she got it for $9. 35-page astrology report, and I mean, I don't even remember what the site was that did it, but my point is, looking at your chart in like full, and you start to understand like what the planets mean and what kind of configuration, you really don't have to know all this stuff, but like to really see it played out, and explains a lot about yourself, and just looking at the picture, the configuration. I mean, you can do this online for free, astrolab.com. I'll give you that one. That's my favorite one for looking up your chart online. To see the configuration of squares and triangles and stars of David or not. Is everything going to the right? Is everything going to the left? And then the different houses, you know, where you have a lot of planets, where you have none, shows you something. I mean, even if you don't understand it, you can, it's like your own personal download. Just looking at it, because you're looking at the moment of your birth from the cosmic point of view. I mean, if that's not powerful, I don't know what is. So, you know, and then you can also see, like, how much earth do you have? How much fire do you have? Water, air. And then you can see, like, if you're lacking something, lacking, whatever, have less of. Maybe you don't need it, you know. But a lot of times, like, let's say you have one earth and everything else is, like, three in the others. Maybe a lot of your friends are earth signs. You know, it's like you came here to ground with them. You don't have to be everything. I mean, it's impossible. You can't have like an equal number because it's not enough, you know. So you just see what you have. And it's pretty cool. And then like cardinal, fixed, and mutable. You know, like I saw I have a lot of cardinal and then two and two of mutable and fixed, which is, I think, a pretty cool configuration. I was like, all right, we're charging forward. But we can get along with you, but we're also going to stay on our ground, you know. So, you know, to just explore it, maybe that's my point. To explore the picture first, see what you get from it. And then if you feel like it, you can get, you know, Tom Lesher is one of my favorites, but he's a little expensive. But, you know, fine. Or Andrea Clem, get her. She's not too expensive. So Andrea Clem, K-L-I-M, you can find her on line. And thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And we will see you next week on Spirit Therapy Radio. Love yourself so you can love the world. Good night.